Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flegg here with your news briefing. The country's chief medical officers issued fresh warnings about vaping based on updated advice. Paul Kelly says the rise of e-cigarettes, especially among young people, needs to be addressed.
One in five people aged 18 to 24 who had never smoked reported having tried e-cigarettes. Only one in three people who have used e-cigarettes reported that they used them to help quit smoking. So most people are using them recreationally.
The New South Wales Premier's emphasised unions will only be slapped with increased fines for illegal strikes. The state government's looking to introduce heftier penalties of up to $55,000 a day ahead of those parts of the health and education sectors taking action next week.
These fines today should act as a deterrent for not conducting illegal strikes. Illegal strikes that the Industrial Relations Commission has deemed to be illegal. The fines that we have in place are in line with every other, closely in line with every other jurisdiction.
Dom Perrottet there. Woolies has given an update on the fresh produce shortages on the East Coast. The supermarket giant says iceberg lettuce and spinach availability should improve over the next month. While if a fruit salad is more your vibe, much-loved strawberry and blueberry supplies will improve by the end of July. And the Nepal government's reportedly considering moving Mount Everest's base camp. A nearby glacier is melting, causing environmental concerns. If a decision is made to move it, and it's not certain, it would be years before something came into effect. Listener.